When an algorithm tells you you might have a gambling problem. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Something tells me there were a lot of broken brackets and lost bets this March Madness season. The American Gaming Association says the NCAA tournament has become the most wagered on sporting event, with about a quarter of U.S. adults putting money on games this year. Sports gambling has exploded in the U.S. since a 2018 Supreme Court decision removed blanket federal prohibitions, and online options have made it easier than ever to place bets. But that growth has also brought a rise in problem gambling. It's something the state of New Jersey is looking to combat digitally.
They're monitoring not only sports bettors online, but also online casino gamblers to see when their play begins to escalate.
Devin O'Connor is a senior reporter for Casino.org. He says New Jersey's Division of Gaming Enforcement is working with operators of gambling sites to electronically track players across online platforms to look for signs they might have a problem.
When a player signs up for an online gaming account, they're already consenting to having their data monitored. And the DJE, the state, now is just trying to take that data and apply it to responsible gaming and try to help those that might be developing problems.
Signs of possible addiction include a player gambling for longer periods each week or spending down all the money in their digital wallet and then adding more. That's according to psychologist Michael Auer, the founder of Necton, which makes the software used by gaming companies in New Jersey.
And not surprisingly, players have a very bad idea about their gambling. Especially, I mean, the more they gamble, the more frequently they gamble, the worse it actually becomes.
When Necton's player protection software detects addictive patterns, it automatically sends an alert. Devin O'Connor at Casino.org says the notifications start out friendly.
Hey, you're spending more time gambling, you're gambling more and more, just a heads up.
Then, if the behavior continues,
they're going to be forced to watch a tutorial on responsible gaming and the possible dangers of gambling irresponsibly.
And if a player still doesn't pull back, a responsible gaming staff member gets involved.
They're going to reach out directly and make personal contact with the player to make sure they're gambling within their means.
Now, anyone who's tried setting bedtime or browsing limits on their phones knows these alerts are pretty easy to ignore. Necton's Michael Auer has found players are more likely to heed a digital nudge when they're on the upswing.
When they're in the winning zone, they are much more receptive to follow that recommendation. I mean, one thing that problematic players do is they rarely withdraw. So they gamble, I mean, they deposit, they gamble, they win, and then they gamble it all away again.
New Jersey is the first state to use online gambling data to monitor player behavior in this way. And the stakes are high. Research from Rutgers University shows about 13% of the state's population would qualify as problem gamblers. That's more than six times the national average, though it's hard to compare since the data isn't really being analyzed like this anywhere else. We've got more on the state of New Jersey's program to track problem gambling online. It's at our website, marketplacetech.org. As I mentioned, the state of New Jersey is the only jurisdiction that requires yearly evaluations of how online gambling is contributing to problem behaviors. That research is done by Rutgers University Center for Gambling Studies. Leah Naur, the director of that center, recently published an essay on the conversation, warning about an increase in problem gambling among young people in the state. She writes that people between the age of 21 and 24 are the fastest growing group of sports bettors. They're more likely to place bets during gameplay when emotions are high, and less likely to set limits for their betting. She says research shows the younger people are when they start gambling, the more activities they tend to bet on, and the more likely they are to develop serious gambling problems. Lydia Morell reported and produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.